Welcome to Church Online today, a place where we experience God's love and where we walk gently and respectfully on the lands on which we live. My name is Lynn. I have the privilege of being the minister at Adelaide West and sharing with you today. As we do at every service, online and in person, we light a candle. It's a reminder that Christ is the light of the world, and this candle invites his presence and is a symbol of it as we gather. In our community life, in our kids' space last Sunday, our kids decorated rocks with messages of encouragement to give to someone that they felt needed it, or to place it randomly for someone to find. One was on the community share table and was taken the day later, a way of sharing God's love. And it was their idea to take a photo and to put it in the shape of a heart. We come together to worship God and to seek first his kingdom and righteousness.
Mark 1. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." Mark 4. Jesus also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the corn is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." And also from Mark 4. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Mark 10. Jesus was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Luke 6. Looking at his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Luke 8. Jesus travelled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Luke 9. Jesus welcomed the crowds and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Luke 13. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. Luke 17. Once, on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Acts 1. After his suffering, Jesus presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Acts 8. But when they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 19. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. And Romans 14. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
You're having lunch out with some friends. It's a time of laughter, fun, reminiscing, sharing, listening, and caring. You know each other well. You've shared lunches many times before. They know you go to church. A couple of them used to, but life got in the way and it didn't seem relevant to their everyday lives, and they gradually slipped away. The conversation turns a bit to you. Why do you still go to church? How do you find God relevant in 2021? And what's this business about the kingdom of God that people talk about? What is the kingdom of God? You know, kingdom is not a term we come across in everyday language. We don't hear about it in the lunchroom. Kingdom refers to a monarchy, a country, state, or territory ruled by a king or queen. Kingdom was a term understood by people in the first century. The Jews were under the power of the Roman Empire and they were under the kingdom of Caesar. So when Jesus starts talking about the kingdom of God as opposed to the kingdom of Caesar, that was a big deal. Jesus used terminology that was used at the time. Theologian Brian McLaren suggests that if Jesus were here today, I'm not sure he would use that terminology of kingdom at all. Maybe since commerce is a bigger deal in the postmodern world than governments, maybe he would talk about the enterprise of God. Or maybe with the whole internet revolution, he would talk about the web of God or the network of God. Or maybe he would emphasize the idea of family, the family of God. Or maybe with the rise in film and music as the dominant art forms, it would be the story of God or the adventure of God or the music of God. I would add the dream of God. God's grand plan. We looked at this 2 weeks ago from Little Things, Big Things Grow, when we talked about the kingdom of God is God's grand plan for the world, for us, for creation, for all. It's interesting that Jesus often describes it rather than defines the kingdom of God. And hence we read of him saying, the kingdom of God is like a seed scattered, a mustard seed. Jesus talks in parables. The parable universe is a parallel universe. Parallels, illustrations that are a window into the kingdom. David Luzzi describes a parable as something that is intended to interrupt what you thought you knew and not just teach you something, but actually confront you with a surprising and often unwanted truth. You know, the word parable is from the Greek parabalo, whose root meaning involves the placing of things side by side for the sake of comparison. They are stories thrown alongside our lives and they give us aha moments of understanding of spiritual things. The kingdom of God is like a scattered seed. We assume Jesus is talking to a bunch of farmers and they're talking about all the things that farmers talk about, the weather, what and when they sowed, their predictions for the harvest, normal farmer stuff. And Jesus starts to talk to them about the kingdom of God in their language, in their context. And it isn't obvious to us, so we have to dissect it and explain it for it to make sense. So how do we describe the kingdom of God? To others, perhaps even to ourselves in our context, our everyday living. Perhaps we can come up with our own parables. The kingdom of God is like a nurse who holds a phone to someone dying of COVID so they can talk to their family. Around 37 years ago, we had a friend, James. He moved back to the US from where he originated just a few years later, and we lost touch, but still heard about him through a good friend of his here in Adelaide. We received a message 2 weeks ago that James had died of COVID. He was not yet 60. Only a few days before, a nurse had held a phone for James so he could say his goodbyes to his friend here in Adelaide. The kingdom of God is like a nurse holding a phone for someone dying of COVID so they can connect with loved ones, so they can say their goodbyes. Or the kingdom of God is nurses trying to comfort isolating patients in Brazil hospitals. They call this the hand of God or the hand of love. It's two disposable gloves tied full of hot water, simulating impossible human contact for COVID patients. The kingdom of God is like. We see the kingdom of God in babies and children. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Countercultural at the time, where children had little standing, were not seen as important. We see the kingdom of God in nature, in clouds, sunsets and rainbows, in tiny flowers and in animals. A friend sent a photo from over at the college last week. She'd found the kingdom of God under a couch at college, light refracting like a rainbow. The kingdom of God is like. You know, there's a little story in Mark 5 about a woman who'd been subject to bleeding for 12 years. It's in the lectionary this week. She'd suffered, spent all she had trying to get better, but the medical profession couldn't help and her suffering grew worse. She'd heard about Jesus, and in the middle of a crowd, she touched his cloak, the outer garment that he wore, and her bleeding completely stopped. She was free. Jesus realized that power had gone from him. This wasn't just bumping into someone in the crowd, and asked, "Who touched me?" In fear and trembling, the woman came forward and told him her story, and he responded, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." You know, I've been thinking about this story lately, and the miracle that it is, not the healing, although that is a miracle, but the miracle that this account is in the Bible. The authors of the Bible were men. In a patriarchal world where women had no authority, no power, couldn't hold property in their own right, couldn't vote. And a Jewish woman was considered ritually unclean while menstruating. She couldn't touch or bump into a man, and if she did, the man was obliged to undergo a purification ritual before worshipping at the temple. So this woman is likely to have been a social outcast. But Jesus didn't seem concerned about ritual impurity. He heals her despite the taboo. And then Matthew, Mark, and Luke all include this story in their gospel accounts, despite the taboo. I can relate to the woman in that story, and hence my surgery and sick leave this year. And millions of women around the world relate to her. And lots of men relate as they've had wives, mothers, or sisters that have been in similar situations. The miracle is that this story made it into the scriptures. The kingdom of God is not a patriarchy. In the kingdom of God, women matter. In the kingdom of God, suffering is healed. In the kingdom of God, a story of a woman being healed from bleeding becomes part of the scriptures. Now, sometimes we talk of the kingdom of God, we think we're talking about heaven or the next place. But Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is near, and the kingdom of God is in our midst," or it could be translated, "or within us." And in Romans, we read that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You know, nothing can stop God's kingdom from breaking in. And so we pay attention to where the kingdom of God might be breaking in. The kingdom of God is a place where big things grow from little things. The kingdom of God is like being home, living with Jesus. The kingdom of God is like a community providing food for the hungry, blankets for the homeless. Like a group of people praying for someone going through surgery. Like someone welcoming someone new into the community. The kingdom of God is like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day, bringing hope to sadness. Like a group of people hosting a party for someone without friends or family. Like kids writing messages of hope on rocks to give to people. The kingdom of God is like warm soup on a cold day, the smile of a baby, sunset after a busy day. The kingdom of God is like a phone call from a friend when you need it, like a person forgiven for a wrong, like kindness expressed to a stranger. I wonder, what does the kingdom of God look like for you? How would you describe the kingdom of God? This same message is being shared at the 11 a.m. service, and I'll be asking people to talk to someone near them to describe the kingdom of God, to finish the sentence, "The kingdom of God is like." And so I invite you to talk to someone about it. What is the kingdom of God to you? How would you describe it to your friends around the table? This kingdom of God, God's great plan, a place of hope. Amen.
Jesus, righteousness revealed. The Son of Man, the Son of God, His kingdom come. Jesus, redemption sacrifice.
Let's pray together. God Most High, our Maker, Arawatanha, Nagapala, Nagothana, we praise you today. Thank you that your kingdom has come, that Jesus is your righteousness revealed, your holiness displayed. Thank you for your grace revealed to us. We're sorry for the times that we get in the way of your generosity and grace, when we put up roadblocks for those that we don't like, when we're blind to your kingdom at work, in our lives and in the world. Thank you that these things and all our sin is forgiven, that we are free to step forward with faith, knowing your peace and healing. Holy Spirit, help us to see your kingdom at work in our lives and in the lives of others. Our lives are no longer ours. Put us to what you will, place us with whom you will. Your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives today and in the week ahead. God of compassion, we come to you with our prayers for others. We bring to you the grieving ones, hurting ones, suffering and wounded ones. Bring wholeness and healing, comfort and release to broken bodies and minds. God of compassion, we bring to you the lonely ones, the homeless ones, thirsty, tired, and penniless ones. Bring hope and sustenance, physical and spiritual food to hungry bodies and souls. God of compassion, hear our prayer. We particularly pray for those that are on our hearts today, those affected by the tower collapse in Miami, for New South Wales with escalating COVID cases and lockdown in areas, also parts of Queensland and Victoria, for refugees and asylum seekers around the world, and for the people on our hearts today. We lift them to you and pray that your love, your grace, your mercy, and your healing would surround them at this time. We also bring you our gifts, both financial and practical. We give them generously and with our love, and we pray that these gifts would be used to share your love, that the kingdom of God is at hand. You are holy. You are the God of wonders. We declare your majesty as we pray and as we sing. We pray in the name of Jesus together. Amen.
I have entire
Thank you for joining us today. We hope it's been a time of hope together. If you would like prayer, you can press the prayer button or send us an email. We'd love to join you in prayer. As we finish, we remember that the kingdom of God is God's grand plan for the world, for us, for creation and for all. Look for the kingdom of God in the everyday. Look to share about the kingdom of God with others so that all may know. Hope in Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your week.